Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Ruth Smith, Director of the School of Humanities at the University of Louisiana Monroe, and by Bray Harris, a ULM graduate. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Glad to be here. Glad you're with us. And Dr. Smith, you have an exciting event, something you guys do every year, the Festival of World Languages. Talk to me a little bit about the festival.
That's right, Corey. ULM partners with a number of area high schools to put on once a year a festival at ULM, and we invite high schools from the region. This year we've got 8 schools coming, local ones like Sterlington and West Ouachita and West Monroe. But in addition to that, we've got a high school coming from Baton Rouge, McKinley Senior High, and we've got a school coming from Caddo Parish, Booker T. Washington.
Talk to me a bit, because when I was in school, I went to Neville back in the early 80s. I didn't have to have a foreign language then. I took band as my elective, so I never learned French or Spanish or any of that other neat language offerings that they offer now. Is that a requirement as kids are in that high school age now?
The requirement is for students who want to receive TOPS funding. They have to have 2 years of one language in high school. And some universities also have certain entrance requirements that show that students have studied a language.
So, you know, the world has gotten much smaller. You can hop on a jet. You can be anywhere within a day. And you can be in all sorts of languages, even here in our area. Bray, talk to me a little bit about what you do for a living and sort of how Spanish has helped you along.
Well, Spanish has helped me tremendously. I started off in meteorology. I was studying atmospheric sciences over at ULM and decided to take Spanish as an elective. And after taking 2 courses, I decided to change my major to Spanish. And after completing the program in 2009, I moved to Mérida, Yucatan, and spent a semester out there. After spending a semester out there, I came back to the USA and began working with the Louisiana Army National Guard. And I'm a Spanish linguist with the Louisiana Army National Guard. Outside of that, I'm a realtor, and I am a right-of-way agent with the state of Louisiana, Department of Transportation.
So, Bray, people may ask, you're in Louisiana. How much Spanish do you actually get to speak being a National Guard interpreter?
You know, I get the opportunity to study Spanish, to practice it as much as I want to. There are so many opportunities. I have made a network of friends from studying and from traveling, and I, for the bare minimum in a day, I read, write, and listen to Spanish for at least 15 minutes a day, some days more than others, but it's definitely a great skill to have.
Dr. Ruth Smith is with us, Director of the School of Humanities at ULM. It is your Foreign Languages Day coming up. You've got high school students from 8 schools coming, but I need to ask if I'm just some random high school student and my school's not participating, can I still come to this event?
It would be possible to. They should call the School of Humanities at ULM, 342-1485, and indicate they'd like to come. The only problem is we have already ordered all the T-shirts, so I might be able to give them one from a year past. The cost is $10, and that's for the T-shirt and lunch.
So what happens at the Day of Foreign Languages? What is going to be taking place?
Well, it varies somewhat, but this year we're starting with karaoke in different languages. The students ask for something like that, and then we will divide the group into groups of about 10 or 12, and they'll visit several different presentations by ULM students and ULM faculty. For example, Dr. Mary Adams will give them some instruction on the language of the Choctaw Indian. Mr. Brian Butler has a presentation. He's our classics professor. He has a presentation on the language that was created for Yoda and its basis in other languages. And Ms. Frances Velasquez, or Vasquez rather, will do a presentation on Latin America.
So I see French, Spanish, Chinese,
yes,
Choctaw, Yoda, and of course English.
And English, old English, exactly. And they will also end the day with a game that's been created by the high school teachers.
Bray, if someone out there is listening to us right now, do you encourage them to get involved? And what are you going to be talking to these young folks about when you come this weekend?
Yes, sir. I encourage anyone listening to get involved. If they're interested in the language and interested in military service, talk to a recruiter. There's one. There are recruiters all over. Find out more information from them on it and look up information online on the language that you're interested in and start listening to some videos on YouTube and begin independently studying and then move forward with other studies.
Dr. Ruth Smith is with us. Dr. Smith, again, the Festival of Foreign Languages is when?
It's this coming Saturday, May 6th, from 9 to 1 on the ULM campus.
And if you want to find out more information, how can you do that?
You can call 342-1485.
342-1485. If you forget that phone number, you can also come to our website, kedm.org.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
Marketplace is coming up this afternoon at 5:30 on KEDM Public Radio.
Business, news, and relevance. I'm describing Marketplace, of course, the business show that's anything but boring, bringing you the news that matters. Join us next time for Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
You can join us weeknights at 5:30 for Marketplace and the latest in business news on KEDM Public Radio.